The good.
The good.
The bad.
The bad.
And
the ugly.
The ugly. With Terence Pillay.
Hi, Terence.
Hello, Terence.
I have to say you look particularly irked today.
I am irked, and I have to tell you it's all ugly today.
Oh, no.
Okay. These days, most communities have a neighborhood WhatsApp group, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. I'm on one. And these groups communicate the goings on in the area in which they live. But I've been investigating a number of emails and screen grabs that have been sent to me from people in some of these groups that say the racism that seems to be tolerated on this group is unacceptable. Firstly, we need to establish that there is definitely a difference between neighborhood watches and neighborhood groups. For one, neighborhood groups can be used as forces of good in that they can bring social cohesion by allowing neighbors to get to know each other. But obviously, most of the time, they're formed to deal with security issues. That's usually their reason for being.
There's a suspicious-looking vehicle. Be on the lookout, guys. It's a white bucky, and it's suspicious. And I'm like, how do you know they're dropping off my grass? Thanks.
So for example, a friend of mine started out with a neighborhood group, which was meant to be about security. And he says that the most important thing that about forming this group, but there were rules in place. And the biggest one of all is that you don't talk on the group unless it concerned a security issue.
Okay.
But the reality is people love to talk. They wanted to natter about everything other than security. And so he created a separate group, which was simply a matter of a social group or a natter group. So people chat on this group all the time, and nobody natters in the security group unless there's a security issue.
Fair enough.
The problem for me is the number of bored women on this group that cry wolf for every simple thing, often without even investigating or getting more information before they spread it. The thing is, you need to get to know the people that frequent your area, and in so doing, you know if they're suspicious or not.
Yep.
Let's take your neighbor's gardener, for example, who's on his way to work in the morning. If you actually took the time and effort to get to know who your neighbor's gardener is, then you won't be spewing drivel like you just
suspicious
BM, which stands for blackmail,
walking
down the street. You'll actually say something like, I saw Siobonga walking down the street. He looked tired, so I gave him a glass of juice.
Yes.
Right? There's some people that create such mayhem on these groups that someone gets hysterical, calls the police, believing their lives are in imminent danger, from a man who's simply walking to work, using the public road, which he has every right to use. This then creates a strain on the police resources because they react when someone is painting a picture of danger, even when there is none. So why aren't people calling their security companies, who will arrive to find that it's simply a worker on their way home from work? There was this incident that someone wrote to me about recently, which involved a father who was waiting in his parked car outside a prominent Durban school. He was simply waiting to fetch his child, who was participating in some or other extramural activity. Two housewives, also there to fetch their children, decided that this man was suspicious. And then sent a message on their security group about a suspicious-looking BM parked outside the school. Someone then called the police, who arrived to find that this was simply a father waiting for his child. How embarrassing for him to have to be confronted by the police because two idiot mothers didn't bother to get more information before calling the police. This man has every right to be there to pick up his child. So why did no one think that this mother was actually some kind of sex offender prowling outside the school? People are stereotyped, and this nonsense has to stop. And coming up, I'm going to give you a few more examples and also how to actually look for something that's suspicious.
All right. What was Terence Pillay in The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly? And what's up with that?
The good.
The good.
The bad.
The bad.
And
the ugly.
The ugly. With Terence Pillay.
Terence, I appreciate you bringing the story to us, but I mean, as far as social media is concerned, Pandora's box has been opened. People are going to start WhatsApp groups. People are going to be stupid. People are going to incite for no reason. Yeah. And there's no reel to plug it, right? No real way to plug it.
The problem is that people are being stereotyped on these groups, and this nonsense needs to stop. They may be trying to be vigilant and keep neighborhoods safe, but there's a way of doing it that doesn't involve you being a complete and utter racist. People need to be educated on what's suspicious, as opposed to just being reactionary and histrionic about every single person that walks on the road or parks in a car. I definitely believe that people should be vigilant, especially in, you know, with what we have to deal with the crime stats in this country, but it shouldn't be at the expense of stereotyping an entire race group. Mm-hmm. So a few years ago, I did a story on crime in Chatsworth and how a church group had decided to form a people's army to tackle the issue. Mm. They went around giving people whistles, which they would blow and alert the community when something was amiss. Mm. What do you think happened? These housewives blew the whistle every time someone simply walked past their house on their way home from work. So we're doing a TV interview, right, with a woman on the road. The camera's around and stuff. And during the interview, she stops and points out to a man climbing a ladder against a fence and said, "This is the kind of criminal acts we use our whistles to warn people about." Mm. And so I used the moment to educate her to the fact that this was simply a gardener trimming the hedges at somebody's home. And she felt like a complete idiot after that anyway. So I read a message on a community group watch group recently that sought to educate a community on what is suspicious. They say it's difficult to answer, but mostly it has to deal with a gut feel. Does it look normal? So if you look at a vehicle and ask yourself some questions like, what type of vehicle is it? Do the analytics tell us that these vehicles are mostly used in the committing of crimes? What does crime intelligence tell you about the type of vehicle? Is it damaged, for example? They often would have a broken headlight or something like that. Can you see the occupants, or does the car have tinted windows? Mm. Are they slowly cruising the street, or are they parked at an odd spot? How did they react to your presence? Mm. If you feel that something is out of place and your community watch has a control room, perhaps, then contact them to intervene or call your local security company. Other things to look at include, is a car reversed into a driveway or idling outside an open gate? Mm. This could indicate there might be a crime in progress, because that's typical behavior of a home invasion. Mm. So I was also, in one of these emails, alerted to a community group who sit around in their cars with paintball guns, watching their neighborhood, if their neighborhood is being compromised. They're in a bit of hot water, because they fired paint at someone they thought was suspicious, who turned out to be someone on his way home from work. The man was injured and is now suing them for assault. Mm. And I do hope that these gung-ho idiots who have taken the law into their own hands get a suitable punishment for this. Mm. Do you know how hard it is, or how sore it is, being hit with a paintball gun? Mm. At the end of the day, for me, we need to be vigilant, but we don't become so that we don't become a victim of crime. But we also need to think before we post drivel on these WhatsApp groups and create hysteria for no reason.
All right, so Terrence, I'm sure you're going to post this as well. It's a blog.
It is.
I look forward to the comments.
Me too.
Darren Hall, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.